Welcome to Sell Smarter, Sell Faster, a podcast dedicated to helping sales organizations grow. Each week, we discuss proven sales enablement strategies and real-life examples with experts and thought leaders from across industries. I'm your host, Danny Buckley, Vice President and General Manager at Lead G2, a sales performance agency. Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the Sell Smarter, Sell Faster livecast. Can't believe we're already, you know, almost 2 months into this, which is awesome. And as always, I'm your host, Danny Buckley, and I'm here with our producer, Shay Smith. Hey, Shay, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you today, Danny?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here and looking forward to hearing who's with us. If you, whether you're listening live or watching later, we always love hearing where people are from. So tune in and let us know. And yeah, just as a reminder, this is powered by Lead G2. We are a sales performance agency. We specialize in inbound marketing and sales enablement strategies, helping businesses sell smarter and sell faster. That's what we're here for. And this live cast in particular is a weekly live cast where we really focus on sales growth and helping business leaders by sharing fresh insights, trends, best practices, and real world examples is really the goal here with all of our interviews that can help you and help your salespeople. So we're excited you're here, and we've got a really great episode today.
Yeah, I'm really excited about today, Danny. But before we jump into today, I do want to remind everyone that you can visit our URL at sellsmartersellfaster.com. I have it on here. We do put up past episodes, resources related to, you know, the topics we've been speaking on and some other, you know, blogs related to these topics. So if you're really looking to learn and grow more in these areas, that's a great place. Also, if you're new here and if you're not, I just want to remind you to subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can be notified when we're live. Make sure that any new videos we post, any new episodes that we schedule, you are notified so you can join us. And then last, we would love to connect with you if you have any additional questions on these topics. We will share our guest connect at the end of the show. But if you're interested in connecting with Danny, I do want to put her information here. She loves to talk about these topics and just connect on these things. She really does. Like, she really geeks out on this stuff. So you can connect with her here on LinkedIn or Twitter, and me as well. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter. And so with that, before we jump in, we are going to have Jim Garska from Plasma Therm with us today. He's here waiting backstage. And we're going to be talking about improving complex sales processes with marketing and content. This is something I love hearing about. I can't get enough of. So Danny, why don't you take us away and tell us a little more before we bring Jim in?
Yeah, just to kind of set the stage, you know, at Lead G2, there's some common objectives that we also often hear from everyone that we work with, and they kind of all boil down to a few things. And so those are organizations that are looking to generate more sales qualified leads. They're looking to help their salespeople spend more time on the best opportunities, helping them improve conversion rates really across the entire sales pipeline. How can we increase that sales velocity and helping them more effectively educate prospects earlier in their own buyer's journey? And then, of course, even improving retention rates and, as always, helping their salespeople sell smarter and sell faster. Those are the kind of the big things that we kind of boil it down to. And the reason I bring that up is that, you know, we work with industries across really many different ones. We have some B2C, we specialize a bit more in B2B, but we've seen it all in inbound marketing and sales enablement. If you're new to those methodologies and to those initiatives, you know, you'll quickly learn in through your research and learning that these best practices and these methodologies can be applied to every size and shape and kind of organization. But today I want to focus on those that have a little bit more of that complex sale. So both the sales process might be longer and more complex, as well as what you actually sell might be a little more complex. And so what do I mean by that? If you require salespeople to be part of the conversation, that's one part of it, right? It's not like you can't just go buy widgets with click of a button on a website, right? That's going to be a little more complex when you need someone to be involved. And specifically, if there's a need for some subject matter expertise, right? Your salesperson's not just sending a rate card or sending, you know, here you go, buy this. There's education, there's consultation involved. There's problem solving. Those are kind of signs of a more complex sale. And when we get even deeper into that, we're looking at things like how much is, you know, explanation and education critical to the sale? So as many of you know, we work a lot with media companies. That's a complex sale. Advertising can be complex. There's a lot of business owners who need coaching and support around what to buy and asking questions to understand. But then when we look at other professional services, there can be a lot of education. The PEO space is another one. Lots of education. Some people don't even really know what a PEO does. And so today, when we talk to Jim, we're going to really get into kind of one of the more complex that we've ever worked with, because what I want to do is highlight that marketing and specifically content marketing and sales enablement content can work for every industry, that you can find ways to create really useful, relevant content and use it, and that it really benefits the entire process. So that's our goal today. So Shay, I will let you take it away and formally introduce Jim, and we'll get started.
All right. Today, we're going to have Jim Garska. He is the Vice President of Sales and Business Development at PlasmaTherm. He joined PlasmaTherm in January of 2020 as the VP of Sales and Business Development. He is a seasoned C-suite executive with over 20 years of proven experience in sales, marketing, and business development, and is responsible for all aspects of revenue growth at PlasmaTherm. Prior to PlasmaTherm, Garska has held various executive positions at several semiconductor-related OEMs. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Industrial Engineering and Operations Research from the University of Massachusetts. And I hope I got that right, because I had a lot of abbreviations. So with that, I'm going to bring Jim in. Let me see. He's laughing.
Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Danny. You did. Thank you.
Okay, great.
That was
great.
A good introduction. Thanks.
I get a little nervous with all those big words, you know? So, okay, well, I'm going to leave you two to it. Jim, thanks for being here with us today, and I will see y'all in a few minutes.
All right.
Great. Jim, we've had the pleasure of working together now for, I don't know, probably almost 2 years, year
almost
and a half.
Two years, yep.
Yeah. And you work with Legy too. You're a client of ours. We love working with you all, and you're going to share with us kind of, I have some questions prepared to get to know a little better, but I do want to start with, Shay said some words that some people are probably like, what? Right. So let's start with, just tell us a little about what PlasmaTherm is, you know, for us common folk.
Maybe it's good timing, because the, you know, semiconductors and shortages is in the news a lot right now. So PlasmaTherm, big picture, what we do is we enhance the human experience by we provide advanced technology so our customers can provide those kind of new applications and devices to the marketplace. So we do that we design and manufacture advanced plasma equipment. So we use plasma to either etch or deposit or do a modification to the surface of the wafer. And that's how you make semiconductor chips, which go into your hand phone, smart automobiles, virtual reality, you know, healthcare. There's a few major markets that our customers, global customers, play. And we have the equipment that processes their devices, which really is driving, you know, this digitization of our lives. And we're part of that.
Yeah. You're a huge part of that. And your sales process, I know, can be rather long. I don't know if there's a little bit to just speak to about kind of like, I know it's hard to summarize, but what does your sales process look like?
So typically a customer is not going to call up and say, I want to order we call them a tool, but you know, these things go from a couple hundred thousand to, you know, almost $5 million for a process tool. And you mentioned, I know Shay mentioned subject matter experts during the sales process. It's typically, you know, a 6 month to 9 month sales process. The customer has a very rigid idea of what they want a particular layer of their device to do. And they'll have what, you know, in our space, it's specifications, and it can range from, you need to deposit a film with a certain thickness. It has to be uniform at a certain rate, and impurities come into play. And then the process tool has to have so much available uptime and throughput. So the ROI is there for the customer. So it does involve typically many meetings, back and forth with specifications, a lot of updates on what the tool can do or can't do. It involves many people on their side because it's not just one decision maker. And oftentimes it's not even just one facility, it's multi-facilities, and they're typically in different continents. So it is probably one of the more complex sales you can have.
Yeah. Okay. I think that gives a good enough kind of foundation for us to continue this conversation so everyone can follow along a little bit. So it was early 2020, which was a fun, interesting time to start a new initiative, but we did it.
Yes.
That we all embarked on this inbound marketing and kind of content marketing initiative together. And, you know, so if you can kind of go back and remember, even though that feels like 10 years ago, what were some of the objectives that you all had that prompted this kind of new strategic approach to both your marketing and sales?
There was one overall objective, and that was to align our selling cycle and the process to how the buyers are buying today. What I saw at my previous company and when I came into Plasmatherm, and it's kind of ironic, in our space, it's so high tech and we do crazy stuff every single day. The industry is a little resistant to change. So it's very conservative in its approach. In most companies, right, very conservative in approach to marketing. It's a traditional, let's do a trade show. Let's do just PowerPoint presentations and things like that. What I was seeing is the B2C experiences that we have in everyday life was bleeding over into the B2B space. And I was seeing it even in our space, which what do I mean by that is customers were doing more research online, looking for content, looking at web pages, and we were either being qualified or disqualified even before the salesperson could engage, which was both a red flag and a major shift. Because in the past, at least in our space, the salesperson was always the conduit between the customer and the factory. And we were losing that connection. So I wanted, and we looked at ways to how could we provide solutions, answers, or at least give a potential customer a good feeling that we knew what we were talking about or had a solution for them so they could engage with us at the appropriate time when they needed us.
Yeah, got it. So being there before you even know you have that, like that one-to-one connection, yeah. Having the answer is great. Yeah, makes sense. So since we've launched this, since you've really gone all in on your website, on educational content, on all of these things, what kind of benefits have you seen? Like, what kind of results have you had thus far? What's working really well for you all?
It's been a great partnership with LeeG2 and your team. We've had lots of meetings, a lot of work, a lot of coaching and education, even from LeeG2. So what's worked is we started this in 2020 with one of our brands. So in 2018, Plasmatherm purchased a company that was based in France. Again, it's in the semiconductor space, but really was focused more with low volume, pure research, universities, national labs, things like that. So we were able to use that really as a test vehicle on how inbound would work for us because it was a pretty new concept. So we laid out the campaign with your team. We came up with what we wanted to focus on, what we wanted to promote as far as our process tools and more importantly, the solutions. And then had a rigorous campaign for the year of what we would work on and the type of material we would release and where in the buying process that material was really geared toward.
Yeah.
And after the couple of months of getting all the material ready to go and the plan, as soon as we launched it, it was crazy of the results. The amount of people downloading white papers, engaging with the blog that we had started, engaging with our brand on LinkedIn. Every month we're tracking these KPIs and they kept getting better and better and better. And the results are this year we kicked off a newer initiative where we're doing this across all of the brands within within Plasmatherm and really expanding the scope of the program.
It's probably fair to say it seems like your prospects, your audience were hungry for this stuff.
Absolutely.
To connect in this way. Yeah.
Yes. Every it's almost daily, but I look at the weekly numbers and it's increasing every week. The content that's been generated and people are responding to it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Love that. So let's talk a little bit more about content specifically. That's kind of like the name of this episode. So, you know, having a more complex product and being in that industry, creating content can be challenging really for anyone. Cause you're always, I know at our end, right, being an outsourced provider, we were learning even just from the simplest of industries. We got to learn tone and branding and all that kind of stuff, right? But we've been pretty successful together. We've gotten to a really good groove, and it doesn't mean it's always easy, but we're able to do it and put out great content. So what kind of tips might you have for those that either, whether they're creating content internally or externally, do you have tips for doing this well, creating the best kind of content that really actually answers the questions that your prospects have?
Yeah. When we first talked about this in Tampa, I think this might have been one of your last trips before all the COVID lockdowns. Right? This was like February or early March. That was one thing that you were very clear on, that you didn't have a PhD plasma process engineer on staff at Lead G2, and not that we expected that. So we were also curious how we would create all of this content, but from all of the over the years, the traditional marketing stuff that we had, your team really dove into that and took that material and then was able to edit it and to put it in a format that was, you know, two things: one, readable, and more socially, you know, geared for the online marketing, the inbound content that we needed. And more importantly, it was kind of rewriting it to address whatever campaign topic we were doing that month. And it was you know, strategically targeted at that. So I thought that was very effective. What we saw as we move forward with that process is that having content that really gets to providing an educational piece, something new that the person downloading it or engaging online is actually learning something is very key. That kind of content received much greater interaction. People, you know, were online longer, downloading more white papers if it was a true educational component to it.
Yeah, got it. So it sounds like the big tip is really making sure you're creating the right content. You're not just pushing out whatever, but it's really speaking to what they care about, that they're getting a takeaway, and it feels relevant and helpful to them.
Helpful. We deliberately did not, you know, go down a route of creating content that focused on the company or particular process tools, like I guess a true, you know, traditional marketing campaign. We were focusing on, like, when it comes to etching, which is I guess a fancy way of saying you're removing components or layers, atomic layers from a film material. So we're creating content about the different ways you could do that and the pros and cons of each way, because there's different times you want to use one technology or another. When you're in the manufacturing process and something bad happens, like, how do you recover? How do you prevent that from happening? So we were trying to, you know, do pieces like that, which, by the way, we have solutions to, and we can tie back in the sales process or in other ways. But it was truly leading with, if you have a problem, these are solutions you can consider.
Yes. Yeah. Really speaking to the problem. I love that. Like, it's always coming back to the pain points. And I guess I'll add, tell me if you agree. I think a lot of it too is remembering that for those out there listening and watching this, if you're new to this and figuring out the content, you know, groove, there is a little trial and error. Like, that's why analytics are so important. Like, figure out what's kind of sticking, what's not. You might think this is exactly what people want, and you might not always be right. And you just optimize off of that. Does that sound true?
It did. We had a couple, and we did that early on. We had a couple pieces of interviews with industry experts and some leading researchers at universities, some of our clients, and that those kind of pieces did very well. They had a lot of great insight from those professors. The key content, you know, showcasing the differences in the technology was really resonated. If we had something that was a little more, I would say, fluff piece, you know, that you were receiving less attention to that. So that told us, it's like, sometimes less is more. We would rather, you know, if we had a miss, you know, we had a schedule that we're trying to keep as far as putting content online and releasing it. But after about a quarter, we kind of pivoted and said, we would rather have a little bit less content, but make it more relevant to our customers or prospective customers.
Yeah. And that's such a good reminder that, like, you're it's good to have a plan, and it shouldn't always be flexible, and you should always be kind of willing to evaluate. So, you know, there's one of the big roles of content and marketing, and inbound marketing in particular, is helping attract new prospects, new leads, new contacts to your business through, like you said, their online researching. That paradigm has shifted, right? So what have you seen work well? Like, what is it about having the right kind of content that helps pull people to your business? And I know you've touched on this some, but I'm curious if there's anything else you'd add around that.
I found the last year and a half, 2020 and 2021, you go into lockdown, COVID happens in Q1, end of Q1. And, you know, I expected, and I think a lot of people would expect, that most of your business is going to come from your current customers. The first, maybe, you know, it was kind of surprising the amount of new customers that Plasmatherm added in both 20 and even in 2021, when we're not doing the traditional flying to meet people, conferences and things like that. So I attribute some of that to the pivot we made with the inbound marketing and the content that's been out there. We have now different levels of material. So depending on when either current customer, prospective customer is looking to engage, if they want something, you know, top of the funnel, middle, you know, we have content available to suit their needs, and it's available if they want to, you know, look at it on their laptop tablet, you know. So we're trying to make it easy and eliminate friction in our process, so it makes it just easy for our customers and potential customers to engage with us.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys were on the perfect path, and it both happened kind of with a little bit of luck that the forced pivot to more online, you were already moving in that direction, knowing that natural shift was happening, and it kind of worked out.
We were, I think, I won't say it's a benefit, but a byproduct of the lockdown was that we did have our technical marketing and marketing people, since they weren't traveling all over the globe, they were available to, it's like, all right, put a different role, and they were be able to create that content that we needed.
Yeah.
And some of it was in depth, some technical white papers that really helped, but we had that available to us.
Yeah. Got it. So kind of speaking to the other side of how content, the big role that it plays, really more in the sales process. So we've talked a lot about like that people finding it online, people engaging, downloading things, you know, bringing in new potential prospects, things like that. But what about the existing relationships, both existing customers or just prospects that are already in the funnel? How have you seen content in more and new content play a role in those conversations?
The customers now are definitely more educated before they engage, right? They have multiple avenues to go research than they did 10, even 15 years ago. So they come prepared. They come with more knowledge, more specific questions, and having different content to address that particular need at the right time is key. So I think that's the last 18 months has really helped us with the selling process, that our sales team now is armed a little bit better, a little differently, with instead of just sending out a PowerPoint deck, right? We can just send out an application note. One of the things we did with a lot of the blog material is that we, you know, internally after all that material was generated, we kind of put it on a slightly different format, added a little more technical content to it, and turned it into application notes. So when the salesperson or our sales agents is talking about a particular application, they have something fresh, ready to go as we're in, providing with the quotation. So we have just newer, fresher things to provide right now, which is, I thought, very helpful.
More stuff like for your salespeople, even just to pull from, it sounds like.
And learn from. So we've used this content not only to as refreshers. So Plasmatherm is a little unique, where we have a number of different technologies and products that we can sell. So I kind of jokingly, when I arrived, you know, it would tell the team that if I hear people talking, you know, equipment or product first, I was going to fire you. Because it's really about solutions. So let's get to what's the problem, what's the pain point, let's find the right solution, and then you can talk about how you're going to solve it. So we use this stuff training isn't the right word, but refresh and just constant reminders of how we solve things. And we've used it for onboarding as we've grown the last 2 years. And also we have a couple key agents in Asia that we rely on, and we've used that from educational perspective as well.
I love that. So it seems like a great great like line to end on here, which is that reminder of like, don't lead with your product, right? Solution selling.
All about solutions. Yes.
Yeah. And it sounds like content has been able to play a role in making that, that solution selling more, you know, effective. And
yes, it has. We've enjoyed the work, and it's Lead G2 has really helped us push that forward. So I'm happy with it, and we're seeing the results of it right now.
Yeah. Well, Jim, this was such a pleasure. I learned a lot. It was really nice. We love working with you all. You've made us better. And I know we've got your LinkedIn right here for people that might want to connect with Jim. He said he's happy to connect. And just, yeah, thank you for spending the time with us today. This was really interesting and really helpful.
All right. Thanks, Danny. Thanks for having me on.
We'll see you, Jim. Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Bye. That was awesome. It's so interesting to hear the different types of sales processes and how they're using their content, both for inbound and the sales team, which, you know, it serves those purposes and it serves them well. So that was great. Thank you, Danny. A few reminders before we close the show today. We do have a lot of resources around content, whether it be for inbound marketing and marketing purposes or content in the sales process and helping teams sell smarter and sell faster on our Lead G2 website. You can visit here at sellsmartersellfaster.com. And one more reminder, if you're not subscribed, we would love for you to join the family, the Sell Smarter, Sell Faster family. We're bringing you content weekly on how we can help your team sell smarter and sell faster. So join us on YouTube. And I think that's all the notifications I have. Yeah, other than we'd love to connect with you. So here we go. If you would like to connect with Danny, connect with her on LinkedIn or Twitter. And myself, I'm here on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. And Danny, anything else for us today?
Just join us next week. We're going to be talking to Alisa Knoffel, who is our director of sales. We're actually going to talk to someone internally, which we haven't done in a long time. And she oversees all three of our brand sales, both the Center for Sales Strategy, Lead G2, and Up Your Culture. And so it's going to be a good one. I hope you can join us for episode 8 next week.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Thanks, Shay. Thanks for joining us on Sell Smarter, Sell Faster. If you like what you've heard, click that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Be sure to visit our website, sellsmartersellfaster.com, where you can find even more helpful sales enablement resources. Until the next episode, happy selling!